Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
A lovely day. It is Friday Eve. Oh, the skies could open any moment now with torrential downpours. That's what we're looking at right now, right? Possibility of some major thunderstorms. Certainly throughout the next couple of hours that you and I are spending together and the evening and the overnight and into tomorrow. So just a heads up, be aware of it. Did you know today was National Radio Day? I have worked in the goofy radio business now for 34 years. And even I was blissfully unaware that today was National Radio Day. And then I found out about it and I thought, well, what am I supposed to do for National Radio Day? Do I turn on the radio? Well, I could do that. I suppose I could sit down and talk on the radio. Oh, I'm doing that right now. What else could you do for National Radio Day? No, really, I'm stumped. I don't know. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Between 3 and 6, there is this here little radio show that I do. And you're kind enough to listen, which I really do appreciate. American Express appreciates it as well. So what do you do for National Radio Day? Well, you start thinking about radio, or at least I did. Now, when I was a little kid listening to radio was something. I mean, radio was amazing. I'd love to tell you that radio is as great today as it was then, but then I'd be lying to you, and you know I don't do that, so I won't do that. But as a kid, growing up in Philadelphia, and every community had a similar situation, but growing up in Philadelphia, we had some amazingly talented radio people. And many of them were actually found over on the music side of things. But the only reason they were interesting and entertaining even then in the music side of things, because they were really doing talk radio. We just didn't have a name for it. And some of those folks who were really talented got in trouble for talking too much. And I'll just tell you flat out that in the last 25, 30 years, I guess, music radio, it's gone. No, it really has. It's gone because the whole mindset shifted. Instead of having people programming music radio stations saying, listen, the community really cares about you. They want to know about you. The mindset, the mantra became shut up and play the music. So that's what happened. People just shut up and played the music. And people say, well, hey, you know, this is great. I can listen to all the music I like, and I don't have to hear from some annoying person telling me about what it is that they think is important, even though I kind of think that what they think is important, and I I kind of think that what they think is important to me as well as to them. But look, they're just shutting up and playing the music. So, hey, that's cool. And so what happened? Well, many of those people just lost their jobs. They went into whatever it is they went into, but they got out of radio. And many of them transitioned. No, I don't mean they're going to be like the starting point guard for the WNBA All-Star team. Not transition like that. No. No, they transitioned from music to talk. And in talk, they were told, hey, shut up and talk. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Don't play music, just talk. And for a lot of these guys, that was exactly what they wanted to hear. One of those people was Rush Limbaugh. Right? Rush Limbaugh was playing stupid music. And he realized what a vacuous, useless sort of thing it was. And he said, I got this talent. It's on loan from God, you know. And I ought to be able to tell people what I think, and I can do it in an entertaining way. And because I've been constrained by music radio for so many years, I know how to make a point in 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, tops. Well, heck yeah. I'm going to do this thing. There wasn't even a name for it. It wasn't known as talk radio. And prior to Rush coming into this arena, there was, quote, talk radio. We didn't know what it was called, but that's what it was. But it was really bad talk radio. I mean, really bad talk radio. Useless, almost as useless as the music. But it didn't even have the music. That's how bad that talk radio was. And then Rush came along and said, you know, I think people are far smarter than we give them credit for. And I think I can talk about important things. I think we can make a go of this. And the guy who had the real belief in Rush was a guy by the name of Ed McLaughlin. And Rush came along, and Ed McLaughlin said, yeah, there's something in this kid. And they worked together. And long story short, you and I now know what talk radio is. And many of us would say what talk radio is supposed to be. We know how important it is. You want to tell me about some of your favorite talk radio people? Because to me, that is the most appropriate thing for us to discuss when it comes to National Radio Day. I can't tell you about the technology, because there's a million people who are telling you the technology is antiquated. I don't believe that, by the way. I really don't. I don't think that's true. I think it's evolving. I think it's changing. Just like every piece of technology has evolved and changed. There are different ways that people consume media. Just like we don't actually chisel into big pieces of slate, we transition to printing presses, and then we transition to the wireless, and then it was this, and then it was that, now we deliver it this way. But people are still being provided with content. That's the other thing. We've all changed our monikers. We produce content. We're content providers. We're influencers. I got news for you, gang. That's what talk radio has always been. We've always provided content, and we are the OG of influencers. So nothing new under the sun. That, by the way, that phrase right there, Jerm, you may want to write that one down. Write it down. Nothing new under the sun. That is in a book. I read it in a book. Some famous book. And I think it was a bestseller, as I recall. But yeah, some famous book said nothing new under the sun. But who, for you, the best talk radio people? For you, who was or is the best talk radio person? That's what I'm curious to know. Now, I know in my own personal mind who it is that I've always enjoyed listening to. Oh, I also have a list of people I wouldn't listen to. If the choice were listen to them or put needles in your eyes, I would gladly reach for the needles. So, I mean, I got a list on both sides, but I'm only going to share the positive list because, you know, I'm like a ray of sunshine in your otherwise dull and dreary life. who is your, you can say favorite if you want. I don't know if favorite is exactly the word I want to use, but something analogous to that, I suppose. If you have the opportunity, or you had the opportunity, because again, in the case of Rush, obviously, no new content, kids. Rush has been gone for 5 years. And we've had a whole slew of people step up and go, oh, I can take his place. I can take his place. I can take his place. And you know what each of them proved? You can't really take his place. You just can't. And none of them have come even close to it. And many of them are dear friends. And I love them almost as much as life itself. But they have not taken Rush's place. Nobody's going to replace Rush. Nobody ever will replace Rush. Absolutely irreplaceable. But hit me up with some folks. I go back to a day when I listened to somebody named Joey Reynolds. Anybody know Joey Reynolds? Joey Reynolds likes to joke that he did a national show, but he did it one city at a time because he traveled all over the country. And he was invariably getting fired from one station and then fired by another station and then fired by another station. Generally speaking, because he was talking instead of playing some insipid music that he was supposed to play. Joey was an incredibly talented guy. Joey apologized to me many years ago for getting me into radio. I'll tell you that story in a moment. But who else? I listened to him. I listened to Dr. Don Rose, an amazing talent. Again, though, he was on the music side of things. And he would talk, and he would get in trouble for talking. Because he wasn't playing some stupid piece of music. Who else? What about for you? Anybody, is it more traditional for you? Would you say, well, Jeff, Glenn Beck, obviously. Well, I'm right there with you. Absolutely right there with you. One of the best broadcasters in the history of radio. Right up there with Rush Limbaugh. Who else? You put Hannity on your list? You might. Sean Hannity was an interesting guy. A very, very interesting creation, if you will. But there were some really good radio folks that came through Richmond, right? Give me some of your favorites. And I know they don't just have to be from Richmond, because we have so many people like me who, even though I've been here for 14 years, I did come from elsewhere. Who else you got on your list? Hit me up now on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is National Radio Day. No, you don't win any prizes for National Radio Day. I suppose I could reach deep into my pocket and pull out a piece of lint, but that would be about it. Hang on a second. No, wait, but now I'm thinking about, I got my little inhaler. No, you don't want that. Okay. Well, then in that case, yes, there's nothing in my pocket that you could win for National Radio Day. But do me a favor and hit me up. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll talk about National Radio Day. We'll talk about who it was that you enjoyed. Who do you enjoy now? I mean, maybe there is somebody you enjoy now. I sure hope so. At least in the afternoons. It is 316. Jeff Katz, News Radio WR.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
RBA. 320 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Lots of folks jumping on the Paul Harvey train. Yeah, I'm totally with you. I am absolutely, positively with you. Yeah. Yep. I have always been a Paul Harvey fan. Now you know the rest of the story. Good day. Not a, quote, talk show host per se. That's what a number of people say. But you know what? Here's another goofy, silly, stupid, inane, or totally up-to-date, responsible, you pick the adjective you like, portion of talk radio. We don't even call talk radio now. Everybody calls it spoken word. Why? I don't really know. But that's, you know, every couple of years we change everything, I guess. But that, so that means it covers Paul Harvey. He was speaking words. Yeah, I would absolutely put Paul Harvey into the world of talk radio. The Joy Boys from D.C. Huh. I don't know the Joy Boys. Interesting. Ed Walker and Willard Scott. That Willard Scott? The Willard Scott who was the weatherman? Well, maybe. How about Jesse Waters? Does Jesse Waters do a talk radio show? I don't think so. 540 Jeff, as a young teen, I found Tom Likas on late night radio. Absolute filth, but I was hooked. Of course, Art Bell, Coast to Coast, will always be a staple. Yeah. Well, I worked with Likas, and, well, I'll just leave it at that. Jeff, I got so many Likas stories, and none of them are suitable for airing on this or any other radio station. But yes, they will all be in the book. I promise you that. Oh, man, I got chapters like you like you would not believe. Jeff, I live in Roanoke, and this may be controversial, but I discovered you via Dana Lash. I don't know how that happened, but okay. Interesting. Interesting. Jeff, I love listening to Clay and Buck from noon to 3. 804, Jeff, I miss John Reed, but he's certainly not going to get back into talk radio. No, he's not getting back into talk radio, I don't think. 804, Jeff, where is John Reed now? Is he still living here in Virginia? What is he doing as far as work? John has his podcast that he does, and he does that like from noon to 2 each and every day in that general area. I mean, he's been on here. He's very active in the political world. That is really what it is that he is all about. And I think he's doing a good job with that. Paul Harvey again, G. Gordon Liddy. Yeah, all right. Jeff, I enjoy your show. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. 804, I always loved the Lee brothers. Oh, you know, when I got here, they did like an hour or two, those guys, on Saturday mornings, and then they got bounced. Our program director said no, no mas, and got rid of them. And one of them passed away, I think. 207. Ooh, somebody checking in must have lived in Maine at some point. Howie Carr in Boston. Absolutely. Howie is part of the gold standard. That's true. Ken Hamblin, sure. Rush is still number one, but also I've always enjoyed Mary Walter. Yeah, Mary's another one who did it for a while and then not doing it. So every once in a while she'll pop up pinch hitting for somebody. Let's see. Jeff out in Goochland says, hey, Jeff, my grandpa had me listening to Paul Harvey way back in the 1970s. Good. 804, Jeff, in the 1990s, late night talk radio and WRVA. Nice. John from New Kent says, my favorite talk show hosts, Rush, Glenn Beck, Jeff Katz, John Reed. Well, thank you. Jeff, 804, says, since Rush's death, we're actually headed back to bad talk radio. Maybe. John says, Jeff, you're the only one left on WRVA worth listening to. Well, that's very kind. I don't think that's true, but that's very kind. We'll talk more about it, and yeah, I will probably share one or two or maybe three of the obscure talk radio stories as we are, I suppose, celebrating or just enduring National Radio Day. We have got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joining us at 3:35. I guarantee you he is going to weigh in on the idea of National Radio Day. That'll be a good deal of fun. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm just going to weigh in on this very quickly. Now, I love Publix, but what was just reported there by Sarah Huffman could be three of the dumbest stories I've heard in the last year. Not because of Sarah, but because of Publix. Well, we're going to have an express lane, but you can have 10,000 items. Explain to me, seriously, riddle me this, Publixmeisters. How am I supposed to utilize a, quote, express lane in an express fashion if there's no limitation on the number of items that the folks in front of me can put up on the conveyor belt? That's not an express. The whole point of express is that there's a limit. You know why? So that people move quickly through the line. If you're only allowed to have 10 items and you have 80 items, you're not allowed in the express lane. Now, I know there's math involved here, and I'm not a math person, but I'm just telling you flat out, if all of a sudden everybody can have any damn number of items they want, it's no longer an express lane, it's just a lane. Or we're just changing the signs, Jeff. We're not going to have a limit, but there's still going to be express lanes. Okay, well, you know what? Then I am going to walk around with my own sign that says, buy one, get one free. And I'm just going to put it on the shelf where I want to buy one and get one free. You can't do that. Sure I can. I mean, if you're just pulling crap out of your ass, I mean, your ear, and saying it's an express lane, but there's no limits, then I'm here to say this stuff is on sale because I said so. That is just so flip.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I've been stupid. And again, I love Publix. As far as big supermarket chains go, I mean, look, I'm a Tom Leonard's guy. I was Stu Leonard's guy when I lived up north. But aside from that, I'm telling you, for the big chains, I'm a Publix guy. I think that's the Floridian in us. That's just absurd. Anyway, hey, very happy National Radio Day for what that's worth. You know, Brian Maloney is an amazingly talented radio broadcaster, amongst other things. And I'll bet you even Brian, who knows everything about everything, had forgotten that today was National Radio Day, because I know I sure had. Brian, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, it's national. You're really lucky if you're still working in radio day.
Well, even that's subject to interpretation sometimes. You know what I mean? Brian, I want to talk about all the things that are important to talk about. But before we get to that, we have spent a couple of moments here with people sharing some of their own personal favorites, some of their own personal memories in the arena of talk radio. I mentioned you along with the other greats. Who would you, as you talk about your history and you look at your adventures in radio, who are some of the folks you always enjoyed?
Oh, you mean to work with or to...
Because we both know that the list of people that were enjoyable to work with is somewhere between zero and zero. No, I mean listen to, just listen to.
Well, I did enjoy, every time I was at a new station, I would make friends with the curmudgeonly news anchor, you know, who'd usually been there for 50 years or whatever, because there was one at every station. That guy always knew everything about the new community I was moving into.
Yes.
Some of these guys were just so colorful. Yes. And when I went to Reno, Nevada, this guy, Dick DeWitt, he had been the anchor for a million years. He was from the Midwest, but he came after the Korean War. He ended up in Reno, Nevada somehow. He was a TV anchor, but then he was a radio guy, and he was crazy. The guy was nuts, and he would do things on the air just to generate complaint calls. Like he would purposely mispronounce the various town names. just so that the boss would have to fend off all the angry calls.
Yeah, I love it.
He would just do things to rattle people, you know. He didn't care. The guy just did not care. So I did have fun working with those kind of guys.
Okay.
But I don't think they exist anymore.
No, you know, look, our news director, Charles Pyle, you hear his newscast as we're introducing you. Very talented guy, great reporter. He does know where all the bodies are buried and who put them there. But he's not a cranky, curmudgeonly sort of a guy. He's like a lovable little fuzzball, so he doesn't make your list either. I don't know, man. All right. Brian Maloney, Media Equalizer. Let's talk about what is or is not happening with these upcoming elections. Well, you and I are on the same side of, I think, everything. So are you feeling hopeful at all about these midterms?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine because, you know, I keep every day there's some new poll that shows, you know, we're this many points behind or whatever. But the polls have been extremely inaccurate this year so far, as we've seen those upper Midwest races where, you know, this Democrat or that Democrat was ahead by 22 points. And then on election night, they lose. You know, it's the polls have been trash.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, normally this would be a year where we'd be in pretty big trouble.
Yep.
You know, just by historical standards, you know, when you're the incumbent president, you usually lose seats in the midterm. That's been going on for 100 years.
But I
think the Democrats are scaring the pants off of people with some of the candidates they put forward, and all of this socialism, you know, communism, DSA stuff is scaring people. So I think, you know, a lot of it is their own party is in this internal disarray, and it's helping us. Okay. So, I mean, I hate to make excuses for the Republicans in Congress, who I don't think they're doing anything to win these elections at all. And I'm very frustrated and angered. But, you know, it's the same old rhinos that we have to deal with every time.
Yep.
You know, they're not really trying to win this election. I think they're trying to throw it. You know, they don't really like being in power. You know, they like being in the minority. It's easier. They're lazy, you know, but they don't advocate anything.
Right.
But we do have some good candidates running in these various states. So okay. That's what I'm rooting for. Not the clowns that are in the Senate that are pretending Mitch McConnell's still alive. You know, not that. It's these people out there who are pounding the pavement.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the.
Tell me what you're looking at. So I just came back. I was in Florida for a week, and I am, you know, it's the land of my people, Brian. I am destined to go there at some point. So I look at it.
You mean you're not coming back up to New England?
Good Lord, man! I love you more than life itself, but no.
I wouldn't recommend anyone moving up here ever.
No. No, ain't gonna happen. No, but I look at Byron Donalds, who to me seems to be a pretty solid guy. I look at some of the other folks throughout the state of Florida. I look at some of the pickups that are going to happen with the Republicans, and then I look at the assorted clowns on the Democrat side, and I'm thinking those Democrats have either helped Republicans greatly or, I don't know. I think they've just helped Republicans greatly. Is that the right analysis there with these socialists?
Well, that, and we got rid of a lot of riffraff in the primaries this year, not only in Florida, but in other states, you know, in Texas and Louisiana. We got rid of a lot of dead weight in the primaries. You know, people were paying attention. So we've got a stronger candidate roster. The other thing is Florida, you know, say what you want about Ron DeSantis, but he cleaned up Florida. I mean, he really cleaned up that state politically. Sure. Did you notice how they had all the ballots count on Tuesday night? You know, I mean, you had all the results in a couple hours, right?
Yep.
And you had 99% counted within about 3 hours. No nonsense in Florida at all. Nothing like California counting for 6 weeks.
That's right.
None of that.
That's right. That's exactly.
I mean,
right.
You got to look at that and say, you know what? I mean, it can be done. Florida's a big state.
Yeah.
How come they can count it all in 3 hours?
Yeah, yeah, they did a great job, and it is fascinating to see what's happening there. What about some of the other races we should be looking at? You know, here in Virginia, I hate to say it, but the reality is there's a lack of enthusiasm on the part of many Republicans. I just heard about a very big Republican event, or it should have been a very big Republican event, that got canceled because they said, you know what, nobody is even interested in getting a ticket to come to this. And I thought, man, that says a lot.
Well, that's really sad. I mean, you know, that's how you get Spamburger.
Yep.
And that's how you keep creatures like her in power.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do it, is through apathy and not voting and not going to events. And you got a chance to get rid of Senator Warner with a great Republican candidate.
Yep.
You know, and people should be working at it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, I guess I know the Democrats try to discourage everybody, but you got to go out there and fight anyway.
Exactly.
You really do.
Yep.
So, but yeah, in terms of candidates, I mean, we've got great candidates. I mean, we've got great candidates all over. I mean, you know, even in California, you get Steve Hilton, who I think should be, you know, running a lot harder, running a lot more aggressively. But I mean, he's running against a you know, Obama Biden era nightmare, this Javier Becerra idiot.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, we've got great people in a lot of places, and we got rid of a lot of, you know, we got rid of John Cornyn.
Yep.
We got rid of Senator Cassidy.
Yep.
We got rid of Senator Tom Tillis. I mean, we got, you know, it's one of the more productive primary years I can remember ever.
Interesting.
We got rid of some dead weight in Florida Tuesday.
And
we ended up with stronger candidates. People chose well.
Yeah.
You can really feel good about who we're running this year. You really can. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't, you know, so I guess I'm not feeling, I'm not letting these polls.
Good.
One poll I saw, well, I was on News Nation this morning and they were asking me about that. Yeah. Is this what you're referring to? This generic congressional ballot that shows Democrats like 9 points ahead. Is that what you were talking about?
Only 9 points? I thought it was 90 points.
Yeah, 90. I forgot. 90.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, those never matter anyway, because the generic isn't what's on your ballot. You know, what's on your ballot is your member of Congress. I mean, you know, that's number one. The other thing the other component of that poll, though, that I found interesting is that Marco Rubio is running ahead of J.D. Vance in the next presidential contest in terms of who we might nominate.
Right.
I found that really interesting. I think that might be true. So I realize that's not what's in front of us in 2 months.
Yeah.
But, you know, the day the midterm elections are over in November, the next day, we're on to the presidential stuff,
that's
basically.
Right. You're absolutely right. And there's... You know, I love the president, President Trump, but the reality, you and I both know, we've been around the block a time or two, there is nobody more of a lame duck than a lame duck president in his second term after those midterm. That's it, man. People aren't going to show up at the White House for parties and be like, I got to go update my LinkedIn. You know, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. So, but the bottom line is, you know, Republicans have a big decision to make. And that, to me, I think Marco Rubio has been the star. I really do. I think Marco has been the leader. He has really shown that he can handle all the big stuff.
Yeah.
And I think people realize that, you know, these memes that you see with Marco wearing a different uniform or hat, you know, every time something happens. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot there that's true. So I hope Marco runs. I just don't think J.D. Vance has shown the maturity needed.
Yes.
And I don't think he's hung out with the kind of crowd that a future president should hang around with. You know,
I
don't think you should be hanging around with Tucker Carlson. I don't think you should be palling around with him.
No, I agree with you completely. Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer, I appreciate you being here. Brian joins us every Friday Eve, all sorts of great stuff, and it was really wonderful to get his perspective. We'll talk more about how you happen to be feeling regarding the midterms. We are being told consistently now, if you're a Republican, you're a conservative, blah, 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 just hang your head. It's all over for you. It's done. It's done. Democrats are taking everything. They're going to take your mouthwash, and that's it, that's it, that's it. I got news for you. I happen to believe that it's not over, although if you are part of the President Trump team, you're already starting to see some folks exit the White House, because it's what happens 2 years in with any presidential administration, but especially the second term. People start leaving. So I think we're going to see some changes. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.